People around the game will tell you there are two kinds of basketball memories. First, there are the base memories. That first time you learned how to dribble. The first time you checked into a game. Those first made free throws. Those are the memories any basketball player can cherish. But then, there are those other kinds of memories. The one-of-a-kind players.
Germantown brings it, and a big slam dunk by Zed Showalter to start this Division I state semifinal.
The ones who own the stage.
Jalen Johnson alley-oop slams it home.
The most incredible plays.
McCabe, hesitation, now tries to the rim. Right hand floater, around and in.
Here's a takeaway by
the games we still talk about.
Brookshaw thinking about a three, puts it up, hits it, and that'll do it!
Triple overtime. Ortiz will drive, take a shot, and he hits on the window.
You know what I mean.
Decker to the right wing.
Those memories.
Shot for three.
Championship memories.
And he hits the three. Decker is rolling with the three.
Wow.
Incredible.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everyone, from the Kohl Center on the campus of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. This is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. Up next, it's game two out of five championship games on the day. The D4 title contest comes up next. It'll be the Lancers of Kenosha St. Joseph's taking on the Mineral Point Pointers. Hi again, everybody. Mike Tronson with you inside the arena. I'm joined on site by my good friend and partner, Tim Haldeman. We welcome you in to game number two. And boy, Tim, it may be a little hard to top what we just saw in the Division V state championship game, where Marshfield Columbus beat Madison Abundant Life 81-75. And correct me if I'm wrong, but those two teams set a record for most three-pointers made in a state tournament game. It was unbelievable.
Mike, there were 26 made three-pointers in the game. Both teams shooting over 50% from the three-point line. Absolutely amazing. They gave the folks here at the Kohl Center an absolute thrill. Hard act to follow, but you and I are up to the challenge, partner.
Yes, we are. And I tell you what, it's appropriate there were a lot of threes in that last game, because in this game we have two players, two really elite players that both wear number three. For Kenosha St. Joe's, I'm talking about Eric Kennessy, and for Mineral Point, I'm talking about Landon Thousand. Now, Tim, you've maybe heard that old adage, a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, I'll tell you what, Landon Thousand had a picture-perfect moment on Thursday night in the semifinal win over Aquinas. He drained a three-pointer with about 6 seconds left in the game. It capped a furious rally over the final 22 seconds as Mineral Point, after trailing by seven with about 30 seconds to go, came back, finished the game on an 8-0 run, and beat Aquinas 62-61.
Well, that probably is the second biggest highlight of this entire tournament, if you really want to be truthful. I mean, we had a four overtime game last night. This has been an absolute thrilling high school basketball tournament. I've been coming to this thing since I was in high school, and that's a long time, Mike. And I mean to tell you, there has been more thrills in this game than I've seen put together for the last few years. Now, you mentioned the two number threes. Eric Kennessy, for those of you at home that are basketball junkies, well, I hope the name is familiar, because last year he set the all-time state WIAA record of 51 points in a state semifinal game and then lost the state championship game. The other number three, as you mentioned, Thousand, doing his absolutely incredible heroics just two nights ago. So, yeah, we are set here for another epic battle. We're going to keep it going.
Kenosha St. Joe's on Thursday night beat Marathon 46-37 in their Division IV state semifinal. Now, Marathon, consider this. Marathon came into that game averaging 71 points a game. The Lancers shut them down. They held them to 37 points, played outstanding defense. Mineral Point, their MO, they shoot threes like it's nobody's business. I mentioned the comeback win over Aquinas 62-61. Mineral Point is quick. They're athletic. And as I said, they are not bashful about shooting three-pointers.
Well, I'll tell you what. Both sides shoot at about 39% for the entire season. So, you know, one team not any better than the other when it comes to three-point shots. You know, as far as depth in this ball game today, that's another story. St. Joseph plays five guys pretty much the entire route. Mineral Point much deeper, but and we'll get to the point of the game here in a rather short time during the pregame here, Mike.
Right now, we're going to step aside for our pregame timeout. When we come back, we'll continue our coverage and we'll have the keys to the game. We'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off. We're back in 2 minutes on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Hey, this is Eric Name of The Athletic. You're listening to Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN, WTLX Monona, Madison, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
This is Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com. And as we get set for this state tournament game, you know how important it is to have a game plan in place. The same goes for managing your wealth. Canopy Wealth Management has a balanced approach to help guide you through a complex and ever-changing landscape. Canopy serves as a partner, advocate, and steward to help you achieve your goals with confidence. They believe that values matter and strengthen the community. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Now let's get a check of the game's Canopy Wealth Management game plan. Tim, what are our keys?
All right, Mike. Well, we've already mentioned the name of Eric Kennessy. Averages over 25 points per golf ball game. As I mentioned, 51 points last year in the limelight right here at the Kohl Center in a semifinal game. The next leading scorer for St. Joseph averages 9 points per ball game. That's one of the Santarelli brothers. Needless to say, if he were to get into foul trouble, it would be devastating for the Lancers here this afternoon. Much more balanced scoring for the pointers. And I just want to point out one thing, Mike. My roots come from southwestern Wisconsin. Let's face it, I'm not rooting for anybody. But if there's a little, story that's behind the scenes here, Dan Burrison is right now, at this moment, of southwest Wisconsin. He is the dean of coaches now that Jerry Pettigrew has retired after, 97 years? Or close to that? Something in that neighborhood. But really, Dan Burrison, 29 years at the helm at Mineral Point. If there's anybody that deserves a gold ball, having never, ever won a state championship before, the guy is an absolute gem of a person, and I wish him great luck here this afternoon with the pointers.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Stoughton Health, providing trusted care close to home. Stoughton Health is proud to support student-athletes from around the area and across the state and wish all participants the best in this state tournament game. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit StoughtonHealth.com to learn more. Here are the starters for Mineral Point. The guards are Alex Ross, a 6'1 senior, Landon Thousand, 6'2 senior, Bryce Bomstead, a 5'10 senior, and Eli Lindsay, a 6'5 junior. At forward is Brady Radke, a 6'3 senior. Starters for Kenosha St. Joe's. The Lancers will start at guard Eric Kennessy, a 6'1 senior, along with Lowell Werlinger, 6'3 and a senior, and Christopher Kennessy, a 5'10" freshman. Up front, forwards are Tommy Santarelli, 6'2 senior, and his brother Dominic Santarelli, a 6'1" sophomore. And those are your starters. We are ready to tip off this Division IV state championship game. In the first half of play today, Mineral Point is going to go left to right as Tim and I see it. That means Kenosha St. Joe's will go right to left. Across your radio dial, Mineral Point wins the tap. Landon Thousand has it. He's into the front court, man-to-man defense for the Lancers, and we are underway in the D4 title game here at Madison. Here's a ball fake, and that's Alex Ross. Now they go back to the right corner, Eli Lindsay. Lindsay sends it up top, round the horn they have it. Bryce Vomstead sends it back to Ross. Ross driving inside the free throw line, kicks it back to Thousand. Thousand trying to go down low, pass was intercepted. And the Lancers have their first possession. And they go to work offensively as a ball is tipped out of bounds. Landon Thousand, by the way, he can play defense too as he tipped that one out of bounds. And the Lancers will inbound on the baseline to our left with about 33 seconds gone here in the first half.
Both clubs in matching man-to-man defenses. And let's see who gets the unenviable task.
Guarding Kennedy.
Yeah, that is Bryce Vomstead doing the honors.
Lowell Werlinger near the top of the key sends it left side, and a ball fake by Kennedy. He's going to go baseline left side, ran into traffic, kicks it back up to Werlinger. He's inside the free throw line, sends it back out. We're about a minute into the Division IV state championship game. Lancers have the ball. Kenosha St. Joe's and Mineral Point are scoreless at this juncture. And trying to go up with it is Dominic Santarelli. Sends it to the right corner for his brother Tommy. Tommy's going to go baseline, and he was stripped as he went towards the rack. And it's Thousand that came away with the ball and sends it ahead. Now takes a return feed to the right side. Ross for three in the corner. It is off the back iron. It's no good. Offensive rebound kept alive by the pointers. That was Brady Radke that got the offensive carom. No score. We're a minute and 34 seconds in. Just underway. Game two of the day. Three more to follow after this one. We've already crowned one state champion today. In Division 5, Marshfield Columbus, the winner over Madison Abundant Life in a game that featured a ton of three-point baskets. Here is a shot up, and it is not going to go for Eli Lindsay. You might have heard that name before because his brother Isaac plays for the Badgers.
I hope he drains a few today.
They were gonna leading last I saw.
It was tied 30-30 last I saw, Mike.
Against Purdue. There's a shot up, and it's going to go off the back iron. No good. Rebound for Alex Ross. So still no score. We're 2 minutes and 10 seconds in.
Well, we did see this on Thursday night, Mike. It took them 7 minutes to score.
Remember that one? Very true. It was a slow start offensively. And here is Thousand's pass out to the left wing side. And a three-pointer's in. Eli Lindsay knocking down the triple. And it is 3-0 in favor of Mineral Point. 2.5 minutes elapsed here in the first half.
And Mineral Point came out with a quick half-court trap. But the Lancers avoided the double team easily.
Tommy Santarelli in the right corner. He's guarded there by Alex Ross. They flip it up top. Kennedy has it. Kennedy, that family, I tell you, you talk about the pedigree. His mom, Jenny, was a star player at Kenosha St. Joe's as a pass is tipped out of bounds. She was a star player at St. Joe's back in the 90s. Graduated, I believe, in 1996. She played college ball at the University of Louisville as we have a timeout on the floor with 3 minutes gone here in the first half. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll take a 30-second break back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is the WIAA Division IV state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
Yeah, before we went to break, Tim, I was talking about Eric Kennedy's mom, Jenny. She graduated from St. Joe's in 1996, played her college ball at the University of Louisville. She is an assistant coach for the Lancers. She is also the athletic director and the dean of students. She was a phenomenal player in her day, and I tell you what, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Because, I mean, her son is quite a player, too.
Well, she's got two sons
on the
team.
Yeah, she's got two sons on the team right now, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, she is a handful for the officials out there on the floor as well as she's out there directing traffic on one knee for the majority of the game.
Here's Eric Kennedy off a screen. Sends it to the right corner. Takes a return feed up on the wing. Now back to the corner. Santarelli going cross court. That pass is dug out by Christopher Kennessy, that's Eric's younger brother, now already, back to his older.
You've already seen a difference as that shot goes up and off the rim. In between the last game and the first game, Mike, or this game here, there's just a much more a bigger shot selection as they throw up a three.
Three ball is good from the left corner. Alex Ross from downtown Madison. And it's 6-0 Mineral Point. We said it at the outset as the Lancers have turned it over on the way up the floor. What do we say at the outset, Tim? They shoot threes like it's nobody's business. It's their M.O., and their first two baskets today are from beyond the arc.
Well, you can't deviate from what got you here. That's
you dance
all
with the girl you brought to the
there
prom,
there you go,
right?
Pal.
There you go. All right, we're 4 minutes in. 6-0 pointers. They have the lead, and they have possession again. Here's a three from the top of the arc. It is good! Another one! Well, Alex Ross got another one, and it's 9-0 in a timeout called by Kenosha St. Joe's with 13:51 to go in the first half. We'll keep it here. It's 9-0 Mineral Point on top. This is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania, brought to you by the GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. The GRB Academy wants to be part of the plan to reach your potential all year long. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, complete with 14 batting cages and a 6,000 square foot weight room. Personal lessons are available year-round. The GRB Academy continues to lead the way in the Midwest for college recruitment and player development. Visit grbacademy.com for more information.
Thus far, Mike, the team defense on Eric Kennessy has been phenomenal. He has not even, let's see, he's 0 for 1 thus far throughout the game, and that was not even a good shot. So, now they're in a zone, Mineral Point in a zone.
There's a shot by Kennessy. It's off the rim, no good, from about 15 feet away. And a rebound for Lindsay.
Hand right in his face.
Well, he did. I think it's clear, Tim, the MO seems to be on defense for the pointers. We're not going to let him beat us today. You know, we're going to make the other guys around him try and step up. Another three ball. That's off the rim, no good, from the top of the arc. And a defensive rebound for the Lancers as that one was pulled down by Dominic Santarelli. Here is Eric Kennessy, whips it to the right corner. Tommy Santarelli, lob pass back up high on the left. Grabbed there by Santarelli, and he sends it back to the corner. Lowell Werlinger down there, gives it to Kennessy, and feeds his teammate Dominic Santarelli, who goes in for the first two of the game. So a 9-2 lead now for Mineral Point as the 9-0 run to start the game is over for the Pointers.
A big change offensively. They actually moved Kennessy, Eric, inside to the post.
Head and shoulder fake. Shot off the glass is good for Brady Radke. And just like that, it's 11-2 in favor of Mineral Point, 12:38 and counting left until halftime. Mike Tronson, Tim Haldeman with you. Our coverage of the Division IV state championship game.
Oh,
and Kennessy got fouled on his way into the lane. Hey, I've got to give a shout-out to the Francois family. I ran into them this morning in the hotel parking lot. They are big supporters of Kenosha St. Joe's. In fact, nine of Francois' children all attended Kenosha St. Joe's. And I believe his name was Jim. I hope I'm getting that right. Jim Francois is a former teacher and coach. He coached many sports at the high school, and he also he taught algebra there for many years, he said. So had a nice chat with those folks in the parking lot at the hotel today. They're here to support the Lancers.
And as long as you're talking about alumni, there's this guy by the name of Nick Van Exel. Anybody
yes,
ever heard
is.
Of him?
I've heard of the guy.
Yeah, okay. Pretty good.
He went to Kenosha St. Joe's. Eric Kennessy for three, and he got it on the right side. Well, maybe that'll break the ice a little bit as Eric Kennessy, that's his first bucket. He shoots 47% from behind the arc. He had 19 points in that semifinal win Thursday night. And a shot, no good. Rebound, put back, won't go for Eli Lindsay. And finally grabbed out of there by the Lancers as they retreat the other way. It's 11-5, 6-point advantage Mineral Point. But the Lancers have possession. And Dominic Santarelli dancing through traffic, puts a shot up. It's off the back rim, no. And the rebound pulled down that time by the pointers as they fire it ahead. We had a couple of subs come in. Drew Ashelman, 6'2", sophomore, is out there right now. Here's Landon Thousand on the left side. He drains a three. Landon Thousand, 38% from behind the arc. He knocks down a triple. He had 24 the other night. in the win over Aquinas, including the game-winning three with 6 seconds left. It's now 14-5 in favor of the Pointers.
You've already seen the balance from Mineral Point. Three players already with a three-point basket.
Jackson Wenhausen, 6'2 junior, had also checked in a little while ago for head coach Dan Burrison. And here's a three in the corner. It is no good for Christopher Kennessy, but an offensive rebound. It's a reload for Kenosha St. Joe's. There's a ball. Actually was inadvertently kicked, and so they will blow the whistle.
TV timeout, Mike.
Yep, television timeout. So let's take a timeout ourselves. We'll take a one-minute break with 10:47 left in the first half. Back in 1 minute on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Left in the first half. Lancer is inbounding off the timeout. And right now, Kenosha St. Joe's with possession but trailing Mineral Point 14-5. Here's a three for Kennessy. It's short, hit the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. And a layup is good. That was Dominic Santorelli. Dominic Santorelli got the rebound and the putback, 14-7 in favor of the Pointers.
He might be the younger of the Santorelli brothers, but he is a load inside.
Here's a three from the top of the key. It's short for Drew Ashelman, but another offensive rebound, and now Thousand out between the circles. Takes off, kicks it out right side. Ashelman there to the top of the bubble. He goes, puts on the brakes. Bounce pass taken by Lindsay. He works into the right block, turns around, puts a shot up. It's off the rim, no. And Tommy Santorelli with a defensive board. Yeah, the Lancers have three sets of brothers on the team, so we got to keep them all straight. You've got the Kennesseys, you've got the Santorellis, and the Kuiper brothers. Three sets of brothers. Coach Jose Garcia is in his fourth year on the bench. He's a St. Joe's alum. In fact, he and one of his assistants on the team both played on state teams for St. Joe's in the early 2000s. And this is a shot up, and it's no good. That's a Thomas Baez, a 5'10 sophomore that had checked in for St. Joe's, which is a little surprising. We talked about the fact they don't sub much. They don't go to the bench that often. Here is a shot off the glass. That won't go for Jackson Wenhausen, and the Lancers have it.
Well, one thing you've already seen now with Mineral Point in this zone defense, they are forcing anybody but number three in the white uniform. They're allowing them to shoot the threes, but not Kennessy.
Nice pass down low. There's a layup by Tommy Santorelli. He was all alone on the left doorstep. 14-9 as the Mineral Point lead is down to 5. 8.5 minutes and counting left in this first half of the D4 state title game. And we've got a whistle as Thousand was driving at a foul, and let's see, are they going to get Kennessy here on this one? We'll check it out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is. You mentioned Mineral Point head coach Dan Burrison. He's in his 29th year, Tim. Jose Garcia, head coach of the Lancers, in his fourth season on the bench. And yes, as I mentioned, Jose Garcia and assistant coach Kyle Clark played for St. Joe's. They played at state in 2001 and 2003 were the 2 years that they played. Long three, no good. Rebound out of bounds. It's going back to Kenosha St. Joe's. The winner of this game is going to win its first ever WIAA State Basketball Championship. Mineral Point has been to state. This is their fifth trip in their program history. They were here in 1934, 1935. They were also at state in 1974 and 2015 when they were runners-up in those 2 years. Meanwhile, Kenosha St. Joe's, this is, I believe, their third trip to state. I'll double-check that. But
And for those of you that are thinking, I did not see all those games. Not quite that old.
This is their fourth trip to state, Kenosha St. Joe's. Fourth trip to state. They were here in 2001, 2003. And, of course, last year they lost the state championship game to Luther.
There's Eric Kennessy's second foul.
Yep.
Oh, boy. 7:47 remaining. First half already down five. Team fouls. four for the Pointers, three for St. Joe's, but the two important ones on Eric Kennessy. They'll leave him in. No sense waiting for tomorrow.
Well, Kenosha St. Joe's, oh so close to a state championship last year. They lost to Luther 60-46 in the state title game last year as Landon Thousand floats one up and in. Landon Thousand now up to 5 points in the game. And it's 16-9. Mineral Point leads Kenosha St. Joe's, 7:22 and counting, left until intermission of this Division IV state championship game. There's a ball knocked loose, swatted into the backcourt. Thousand tried to catch up with it before it went out of bounds. He could not. Great effort, though. And that is a break for the Lancers as they'll retain possession. They'll have to inbound in the backcourt near sideline with 7:14 left in the first half. 16-9, Mineral Point on top of Kenosha St. Joe's.
And head coach Garcia rolling the dice here as he is leaving Eric Kennessy to run this ball club. And, well, he's the fulcrum, no doubt about that offense, about the entire team, let's face it.
And there's a pass to the baseline, It was grabbed by Eric Kennessy, who tried to feed it to a teammate, and then the ball got knocked around like a pinball. And
well, they called a kick.
It was a kick ball, yep. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, Mike, I had the opportunity to officiate St. Joe's in their sectional victory over Milwaukee Juno, and they do move well without the basketball. There's a long three
defender
by Kennessy.
Fell down, a three for Eric Kennessy, missed it, and a rebound for Bryce Vomstead. Mineral Point has it. Sorry to interrupt you there, Tim.
No problem. I'm used to it, Mike.
6:44 and counting left until halftime. What a tournament this has been. There have been some outstanding games all weekend long. Here's a baseline drive and a reverse layup. It's no good. Offensive board put back. That won't go for Radke after Vomstead had missed. They had two chances at it and could not finish. And here's a spin. Oh, it's going to be an offensive foul called on Dominic Santorelli as he knocked over Eli Lindsay. And so that will be the third team foul on Kenosha St. Joe's. And the Pointers and Landon Thousand calling out a play as he walks it across the timeline right above the big W at the center of the floor. Bounce pass towards the field. Oh, it's knocked loose and stolen. Here's Dominic Santorelli off to the races, in for a layup. Nobody got fouled. Dominic Santorelli trying to beat the defender back. Radke was chasing him, and Radke's going to get called for the foul. He had no choice, otherwise it would have been an uncontested layup. And here's Dominic Santorelli at the line, where he is about 62% on the year, averages 9 a game. And the first free throw for Dominic Santorelli is off the rim, no good. He scored 7 in the semifinal win over Marathon the other night. This Kenosha St. Joe's team, they average about 64 points a game. But they have done it with defense in the playoffs, as the second free throw is good.
Mike, you might look at their record. They've got 9 losses. Dominican, St. Cats, and let's see, who's the other? I'll figure it out. It's Thomas Moore.
Who we're going to see in the next game. Yeah. Yeah, Division III.
Yeah. Wow, 3 really good teams.
Yeah, they're all pretty good at this level, aren't they? This is Vomstead working in. Head and shoulder fake. Now fires it off the glass. No good. Oh. Offensive board put back. Landon Thousand. He was on the weak side. Got the rebound. Puts it up and in. He's up to 7. And the lead is up to 8 for the Pointers. Mineral Point 18. Kenosha St. Joe's 10, 5:20 and counting, left until intermission.
Some people call it luck. I call it absolute extreme hustle.
Kennessy puts back his own miss. He missed on the initial attempt inside the free throw line, but it bounced right back to him, and Eric Kennessy didn't miss the second time around. He's got 5, and it's 18-12 in favor of Mineral Point. Thousand for 3. Bullseye! Landon Thousand. He's got another triple. He's got 10 points in this game, 21-12, pointers on top of the Lancers.
Tommy Santarelli was right smack dab in the middle of his face.
Here's Eric Kennessy trying to answer with a three of his own, and he gets it. Eric Kennessy knocking down the three. I mentioned he shoots 47% from behind the arc. Landon Thousand, 38% from behind the arc. They each have a pair of threes, and they each wear number three. 21-15 Mineral Point. We're having fun here in Madison. Hope you are too. Those of you listening today, floater, and that's not going to go for 1,000. And he tries to get his own rebound. He's tied up. A jump ball as he got tied up by Lowell Werlinger. And the arrow says it's going the other way, I believe.
I'll tell you what, last two trips down the floor, the one previous, Landon Thousand works his absolute tail off to get a rebound and a putback basket. This time, fought for the rebound, got himself a tie-up. Guess what? The next one goes to his team.
All right, 4 minutes and change left to go in the first half of our Division IV state championship game. Mike Tronson, Tim Haldeman with you on ESPN Wisconsin. When Wisconsin on demand, three ball, it is no good from the right corner. And a rebound defensive board for Lindsay.
The Lancers are always looking for that second three-point shooter, and they're having a hard time coming up with it today.
Christopher Kennessy missed that three as the ball's knocked out of bounds at the other end. Kenosha St. Joe's coming into this game with a 20-9 overall record this year. Mineral Point, 27-2. The Mineral Point Pointers, they're members of the SWAL Conference. Meanwhile, the Metro Classic is where the Lancers reside. Three ball, right corner, money, Eli Lindsay. That's his second triple, 24-15 in favor of the Pointers with 3:28 and counting left in the first half. All right, here is a drive baseline. Santarelli tried to go back into the lane to a teammate, and it was tipped and stolen. I think it was Wendhausen that got the hand on it to knock it loose. Here's Thousand at the other end. Hesitation moves, steps inside the free throw line, kicks it out to the left corner. It's a three ball! Jackson Wendhausen from downtown. Timeout on the floor with 3:07 to go. First half of the D4 title game. Mineral Point with its largest lead of the game at 12. It's 27-15. Pointers on top of the Lancers. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison, or visit them online at Zimbraconda.com. And Prep Mania is brought to you by UW Credit Union. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. UW Credit Union is proud to support student athletes around the area and across the state. Listen to ESPN Madison and follow along on social media to learn each week about the featured UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week. 3:07 to go, first half of the Division IV title game, and the Pointers have a 12-point advantage.
Mike, already Mineral Point with four players having made three-point shots, and at this moment of the ball game, Kenosha St. Joseph's but one, and that's Eric Kennessy, 2-for-7 from three-point land.
Mineral Point started this game on a 9-0 run, and as I mentioned a moment ago, this is their largest lead to date at 12, 27-15. Just under 3 minutes and counting left in the first half. Lancers have the ball off the timeout. Here is Dominic Santarelli trying to go up with a shot. He gets it to Christopher Kennessy. His shot in and out from about 10 feet away on the left side, no good. And a defensive rebound for the Pointers. That was halfway down before the rim coughed it back up.
The Pointers' strategy, of course, in a zone, make them shoot from outside, and they're trying to take away Eric Kennessy. So far, so good for the Pointers. Lindsay inside.
And he's...
Wow, he is manslaughtered.
Yeah, he was sandwiched between... You talk about a Lindsay sandwich. He was wrapped up between two defenders.
He was the peanut butter.
Oh, man. He tried to split the double team. It just wasn't working. It didn't happen. Oh, my. 2:32 left in the opening stanza. We had a sub coming in for Kenosha St. Joe's Dante Williams. He's a 5'11 sophomore. And the Pointers will work it up top. This is Wendhausen giving it back to Thousand near the timeline. And he takes off, whips it left corner, sends it up top again. And they go around the horn to Lindsay. Lindsay had it knocked out of his hands, and it was poked out by Tommy Santarelli.
I'm not so sure that was
well,
right.
Well, that's what they're calling. And yeah, some of the locals didn't like it too much, but Jose Garcia certainly didn't like it as they showed him on the Jumbotron.
He's asking for a replay. Well, you're not going to get it. By the way, there is instant replay in the state tournament. Only at the end of the ballgame.
Right.
Period.
Yep.
Whether or not the shot is good and timely.
Here's a three ball for Wendhausen.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Another one. Jackson Wendhausen from long range. He's got six, two threes in the game for him. And that is now, let's see here, eighth made threes for the Pointers, who lead it 30-15. They're doubling up Kenosha St. Joe's.
Well, we saw 14 by Columbus in the previous game, and there's a miss from three.
Yep, that three is no good for Baez, but an offensive rebound. Lancers will get a reload here. Eric Kennessy. He's over on the right wing side, guarded by Alex Ross. He gets to the top of the key, whips it down low into the post, sent back out. Kennessy, NBA three. That's short. Never even drew iron. It's going to go out of bounds.
You got the key. The NBA three, Mike. There's just not a high schooler around that's comfortable shooting NBA threes. That was outside by a foot of the college line. And I don't care. Eric Kennessy's a heck of a high school basketball player, but you're just not comfortable shooting from that far away.
Minute 20 and counting left in the first half. Pointers have it back. Mineral Point 30, Kenosha St. Joseph's 15.
And now we've got a change of defense here as they're in a three-point. There's a three-pointer. Ooh.
It's no good. Short. Thousand got the rebound. Kicks it out. Another three for Wendhausen. That won't go. He was trying for another one, and Williams got the rebound for the Lancers. Eric Kennessy through traffic. Puts it up with a right hand. Count it. And a foul. Eric Kennessy. A hop, skip, and a jump through traffic. And he's got a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Well, that shows his skills. You know, he showed him the basketball at the three-point line. And they got to come out to protect from that for that shot. Well, what do? You put it on the floor, you go to the hole, you get the old-fashioned type.
Ashelman committed the foul for Mineral Point. There haven't been a ton of fouls in this first half. There's only been seven combined fouls. As the free throw is up, and it's good for Kennessy. He completes the three-point play. 52 seconds left until halftime.
Ooh, and Isaac Lindsay, Mike, is trying to walk off an injury.
Ooh, yeah, he is.
Over in the corner.
Yes, he
looks
is.
Looks like it's hard to tell.
Turnover. Kennessy back the other way. Layup.
Ooh.
No good, but tip back up by Williams. Dante Williams trailing the play. Tipped up the miss, 30-20. So the Lancers are within 10. Half a minute to go until the end of the opening stanza.
Well, this half-court trap here is causing a little trouble for the Pointers. Oh, wow. Almost one that got away there as well. Oh,
long three.
That's
no good.
Huge. Oh, my.
Tipped up. No. The miss. The tip was missed by Thousand. Williams got the rebound to Kennessy.
This is
six
huge.
6 seconds left.
This is huge.
Kennessy through traffic. Whips it to the corner. Three ball. It is no good. Tip back up at the horn. Count it. Lowell Werlinger beat the buzzer with a putback on the left side. And that's a big bucket for the Lancers as they're within eight at the break. Our halftime score in the Division IV title game, 30-22, Mineral Point on top of Kenosha St. Joe's.
Well, nobody blocked out on the weak side. And I'll tell you what, when Mineral Point had the basketball with 30 seconds remaining, everybody in the house is going, okay, they've made a couple of buckets in a row. Let's just hold it for one. A very ill-advised three-point shot. The Lancers with the rebound. They go down to the other end. They take the three-point shot. Not good, of course, because it wasn't Kennessy shooting the basketball. Well, on the weak side, number 15 sitting right there for the putback just prior to the horn.
Well, Bucks fans, catch the weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune in to Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA Hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world, and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions, too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Here District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get podcasts. All right, halftime here in the Kohl Center, 30-22 Mineral Point on top of Kenosha St. Joseph's. Let's take a break. We're back in 3 minutes on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
You're listening to the WIAA Boys Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award, which started back in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions. Well, the madness is back, and so is your chance at proving your hoops knowledge. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. Fill out a bracket, earn the most points at the end of the tourney, and get a $1,000 gift card to Cousin Subs. Get your scouting reports done now before the bracket is set so you're ready to fill one out on the ESPN Tournament Challenge app or ESPN.com. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. They believe in better. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full rules and details. 30-22 at the half of the Division IV State Championship game, Mineral Point on top of Kenosha St. Joe's. When we come back, we'll talk about the first half, give you some stats right after this two-minute break on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is the WIAA Division IV State Championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
Halftime of the D4 State title game. Mike Tronson, Tim Haldeman with you inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Alex is our engineer at the ESPN Madison Studios, and Aiden is engineering things today up at the ESPN Beaver Dam Studios as we welcome you in wherever you're tuned in today across our ESPN Wisconsin network. 30-22, Mineral Point leads Kenosha St. Joe's as we are rapidly approaching the start of the second half. Let's look at the first half scoring summary. For Mineral Point, they were led by Landon Thousand. He had 10 points, including a pair of threes. Jackson Wenhausen, Eli Lindsay, and Alex Ross, all with 6 points each. All of those players had a pair of three-point baskets. And it was Brady Radke with two to round out the scoring for the Pointers. Meanwhile, for Kenosha St. Joe's, they were paced by who else? Eric Kennessy, 11 points, including two from behind the arc. 5 points for Dominic Santarelli, and then 2 points each for Tommy Santarelli, Lowell Werlinger, and Dante Williams.
No doubt, Mike, the key to this whole thing is three-point shots for Mineral Point, 8 for 15. You mentioned the individual stats, but team-wise, 8 for 15. That's 53% from three-point land. And as we mentioned, St. Joe's looking for that second three-point threat of any kind. Kennessy can't do it all by himself, but they're going to keep looking, but they're going to run out of time if they can't find that particular player on the ball club, Mike. And, you know, I was always told that when I was brought up in southwestern Wisconsin that family comes first, you know, right? Well, I got a shout out. My sister listening this afternoon, Patty, in rural Wyota, Wisconsin, and I got a shout out for her. Thanks a lot for listening, and she'd never be listening unless I somehow taught her how to get on her phone and do this the right way.
In the second half of play, Mineral Point goes right to left as we see it. Kenosha St. Joe's left to right. And it's going to be the Pointers inbounding to start the second half. Kenosha St. Joe's wearing white jerseys and shorts today. And Boy, Mineral Point, I love powder blue uniforms, and they got the powder blues on today. Here we go as Landon Thousand gets tripped up as he gets across the timeline, but he saved it Eli Lindsay.
That could have very easily been Eric Kennessy's, almost another one there as he knocked the ball out of bounds. And, you know, he's got quick hands, and he might have out-dueled the officials on that one. Either one of those could have possibly been his third, and that would have been really critical.
Nice pass. Kicked out to the right corner. Three balls on the way. It is off the rim. No good for
Who's
Bryce
there?
Bomstead.
Who's there?
But Thousand got the rebound. It's a reload. And
beautiful pass.
Pass to the right doorstep, but good defense down there by Dominic Santarelli to prevent an easy layup. Thousand now trying to go right baseline. Ran into a double team. Tried to get it into the post to his teammate Brady Radke. It was kicked out. And they say lost out of bounds by the Pointers. And the Lancers are applauding that at their bench because they're getting the ball back. We were 40 seconds now into period number two, and an 8-point lead for Mineral Point, but the Lancers have their first offensive possession of the second half. Kennessy, lob pass, takes a return feed from Werlinger. He goes off a screen, Ooh. Does Kennessy. Eric Kennessy down to the right corner, pass into the right block, kicked out. It was Dominic Santarelli sending it left side. Now it's Christopher Kennessy, left of the circle, over by his own bench. They get it into the corner and sent right back out of there. We're a minute and 5 seconds into the second half. Werlinger sends it over to the left side. They go down low. Nice pass. Wide open. Dominic Santarelli. Somebody left the back door open, and he scores on the right side.
Well, it's ball movement and movement without the basketball. That's the key to that play.
30-24 as the Lancers are within six, opening minute and a half of this second half.
That's eight straight by the Lancers if you include the last minute of play in the first half.
They were down double digits late in the first half. There's a ball off the hands of Lindsay, but saved by who else? Landon Thousand, who seems to be everywhere. I mean, you blink and that guy is in your grill, or he just is all over the floor. And he tries to go high off the glass, missed that shot, rebound Eric Kennessy. He's off to the races. Kennessy in left-handed layup, got it. He just took it coast to coast. Eric Kennessy, 13 points. Timeout, Mineral Point with a minute and 56 seconds gone here in the second half. It's now 30-26 in favor of Mineral Point. Their lead is down to four. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and their trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com. And before or after the game, Pasquale's Cantina is the perfect spot for authentic Southwest flavors in the Madison area. Whether it's to fulfill your craving for red chili, their famous chips and guacamole, or those blue corn tortilla tacos, Pasquale's is the place to enjoy time with friends and family. Visit one of their locations in Middleton or Verona and check out the menu online at pasquallescantina.com, bringing the flavors of the Southwest to the Midwest. Pasquale's Cantina. 16:04 to go in the ballgame. We're not even 2 minutes into the second half of the Division IV state championship game. And Kenosha St. Joe's, Tim, right back in this one.
Well, everybody knows basketball, a game of runs. And when you got a thoroughbred on the floor out there like Eric Kennessy, you just never can count him out.
All right, back to live action. Mineral Point with the ball in a 4-point lead now. Here's a three ball. It is too strong off the back rim for Eli Lindsay, and here comes the Lancers. Kennessy, baseball pass ahead, and Tommy Santarelli was waiting for it. He beat the defense back, lays it up and in, and it's 30-28. What a run here.
Oh,
and there's a
steal.
And
he turned an ankle.
Yeah, he did, but he... Christopher Kennessy was trailing the play. Tommy Santarelli was out of control after the steal. He turned an ankle, but he got it to Christopher Kennessy, who was trailing the play. We're tied at 30. Less than 3 minutes into the second half. Wow. What a start to the half. I should say what an end to the first half, and now a start to the second half for the Lancers, who were down double digits in that first half late.
All of a sudden, Mineral Point really hesitant to shoot the basketball.
It's an 8-0 run to start the half for the Lancers. The first half begun with a 9-0 run by Mineral Point. In the second half, it's now an 8-0 run to start for the Lancers. As the ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay on that end. Brady Radke was being hassled. Somebody got a big paw on it for Kenosha St. Joe's. And I'm watching the replay on the Jumbotron here. Oh, yeah, ouch. Tommy Santorelli was trying to control himself, turned an ankle, but as you said, he was able to swat the ball as he fell down to Christopher Kennedy, trailing the play for that last bucket. All right, 30 apiece, 14:34 to go in the ballgame. Three ball, it's no good for
Jackson a good call.
Wendhausen, and yep. We're going the other way, I believe.
Nope.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Good rebound. Good rebound on the weak side as the three-point shot went long and got fouled on the putback try.
Tommy Santorelli picked up the foul, and that's going to put Drew Ashelman at the line for Mineral Point. He missed the first free throw short. Ashelman, 60.5% from the line. He averages about 16 a game. Ashelman came up big in that win over Aquinas the other night with 17 points in the state semifinal on Thursday. Second free throw, good. So he gets one of two, and that breaks the tie, 31-30, Mineral Point leading, but here comes Eric Kennedy and St. Joe's. We're about 3 minutes and 40 seconds into the second half. Dominic Santorelli.
And now Mineral Point in a man-to-man defense.
Giving it to Eric Kennedy. He goes to the free throw line, and a step-back shot from the free throw line. No good, 1,000 the rebound. Mineral Point has it. Their lead is one. 31-30, Pointers have the lead. And the Rock. And shot blocked! 1,000 got blocked. Now in transition, look out! As we had a foul called. That was Tommy Santorelli going in for the shot. Eli Lindsay fouled him hard from behind. Tommy Santorelli, a 61% free throw shooter, averages 8 a game. He'll step to the line for the Lancers and try and either tie this game or maybe even give them the lead with a pair. First one is good. We're tied. We're tied at 31 in the Division IV state championship game. 13:51 left to play in the ball game.
Well, who would have expected anything different, Mike, the way this entire tournament has gone?
Second free throw. No good. We're still tied. And the defensive rebound for Lindsay. And here's 1,000 across the midcourt stripe, driving high on the right. Still with it. Whips it back to Lindsay. Round the horn left side. And it's grabbed there by Ashelman. Ashelman into the red paint. Puts a shot up. It's no good. And the rebound for Lowell Werlinger. He finds Eric Kennedy through the center circle. Eric Kennedy driving to the left. Switches it up into the lane. Double team. Oh, he stripped. Oh. He got stripped.
3-on-1.
By Wendhausen. And now a shot over the rim. No good.
That was tipped.
It was it tipped?
Yes.
Somebody got a hand on it. And here come the Lancers off the miss at the other end.
Wow. I'll tell you, they dodged a bullet there. That was a 3-on-1. That should have been an easy bucket.
5 minutes gone, second half. 31-31. Eric Kennedy up to the top of the key. Three balls on the way. It's short. Short for Werlinger, and a defensive rebound for Ashelman. Here come the Pointers. 1,000 bounce pass out to Lindsay. He'll try a three. Money. That is Eli Lindsay with his third three of the game. 34-31. Pointers on top.
Just thinking seconds ago, how long has it been since Mineral Point attempted a three? Throughout this entire process of losing the lead, they've gone away from what got them there.
Kennedy for a three. That's off the mark, wide left. And
tipped,
it was tipped to right 2,000. It was actually tipped by a Lancers player trying to save it from going out of bounds. That was Dominic Santorelli that was trying to save it. And he threw it to the wrong jersey. 1,000 to the right corner on that pass. Here's a drive by Ashelman. Back to 1,000 for three. In and out. And back in again. Landon 1,000. It was halfway down, it came back out, and then it dropped in again.
I'll tell you, Landon 1,000 came down, threw a pass, and they just exchanged spots. and 1,000 spotted up from the far corner right in front of the pointer bench, around and around, and hit the board and through. Just the way he called it.
Incredible. All righty. 37-31, Mineral Point on top by six. 11:49 and counting left in the second half of the D4 title game. This is game two out of five today along our ESPN Wisconsin network.
Just remember, Mike, the Lancers had an opportunity to go ahead with a free throw, and they missed it.
Three ball left corner is no good. Offensive rebound kept alive by Tommy Santarelli. And here is Kennessy in the corner. Christopher Kennessy missed a three. Another offensive rebound put back for Werlinger. Werlinger got the put back to go. 37-33. Lancers within four. 11-10 and counting left in the ballgame. This is Ashelman to the top of the key. Ball fake. Return feed to Ashelman from Wendhausen. Now 1,000. Underhands it out to Ashelman. They go up high on the right for Lindsay. Eli Lindsay. Back the other way, played on a hop there by Alex Ross. And now Lindsay going back to 1,000 for three on the left side. In and out, no good. Rebound. That's Christopher Kennessy that got the defensive board and finds his brother Eric. His older brother Eric goes off a screen set by his younger brother Christopher. And now they play catch with Dominic Santarelli. Kennessy, Eric Kennessy. Sends them to the top of the key. Now she out to the left side. Picked up there by Werlinger. Werlinger to the corner, left side. There's a tip ball out of bounds. Who was the last
Good
to touch
call.
It? Last touch
yep.
by Mineral Point, they're saying. 10-12.
TV timeout.
So a timeout on the floor. And we'll step aside for a 30-second break on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
.10-12 left in the second half of the Division IV title game. Right now, let's pause for this station identification.
This is Derek Engler. You're listening to a Good Karma Brands radio station, 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison.
All right, we have 10-12 left in the second half of the Division IV title game. Off the timeout, Kenosha St. Joe's inbounding, trailing Mineral Point 37-33. It's been a fun one here today. Three more games to follow after this. Divisions 3, 2, and 1 get their turn later today. This morning in Division 5, Marshfield Columbus was crowned state champion as a miss from the corner by Werlinger. He tried that rainbow three, and he couldn't get it to go.
Nearly 10 minutes remaining in the game, and the only three-pointer has been made by Eric Senesi.
Kennessy, yes. All right. This is Lindsay for Mineral Point, giving it to Ross. Alex Ross to the top of the key. Three balls on the way. Yes, it's good. How about Jackson Wendhausen? Jackson Wendhausen has 9 points. He has three triples in the game off the bench, and they've been huge. 40-33 in favor of Mineral Point. 9:15 and counting left in the game. And then Wendhausen darn near had a steal. As he knocked the ball loose and then tried to save it from going out of bounds into the scorer's table, but he could not. That's a break for the Lancers as they'll retain possession as we are now just about to the halfway point of the second half.
Wendhausen shoots 45% on the year from three-point land.
And he's had some big threes, as I mentioned, in this game.
Great pass.
Pass down low.
Wow.
Dominic Santarelli was waiting for it. He's got 9 points. 40-35, Lancers keeping it close, 8:49 and counting left in the second half of the Division IV state championship game. Wendhausen trying to go through a double team, and he got fouled. He got tripped up, and he's okay. Bounces right back
I'll
up.
I'll tell you, that last trip down the floor, Eric Kennessy,
I mean,
he's a facilitator as well. When he gets to the next level, sure, he's not going to score as he has in high school, but man, does this kid see the floor and see the open man.
Lob pass in, 1,000 catches up to it, fires it to the right corner, three ball, Ross, got it!
Are you kidding me?
Alex Ross, the rainbow three from the right corner, 43-35, Mineral Point, 8.5 minutes to go in the D4 championship. How about that guy? He's got three triples in the game. How many triples is that total now?
12 for 23 for the pointers on the afternoon.
All right, Lancers going to work at the other end.
Oh, wow, that's going to go on the Lancers, no doubt about it. Down low, lots of pushing and shoving in the low block area, and the lead official got that one.
Yeah, Dominic Santarelli got called for the offensive foul, knocking over Eli Lindsay. Meanwhile, Dante Williams checks back in for head coach Jose Garcia and the Lancers. 43-35, Mineral Point on top, and they've got possession now after that offensive foul. Here's Lindsay giving it to Eshelman. Right side pass taken there by Wendhouse.
He gets another one!
Jackson Wendhausen, the step back three, and it's 46-35. It's a double-digit lead once again for the pointers with 7:45 to go. Oh, the threes continue to rain down at the Kohl Center on Championship Saturday. This is Williams leaving it off for Eric Kennessy. Kennessy one hands it to the left corner. Another three ball. Yes!
Three.
Oh, my. Christopher Kennessy hits the three. And he now has five in the game. 46-38, pointers lead. 1,000 calling his own number. He missed that short. Followed his shot, got his own rebound. Here's 1,000 out to the right corner. And there's a three for Wendhausen. Got another one!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing a performance of a lifetime here at the Kohl Center.
Jackson Wendhausen feeling a little sassy on Championship Saturday. He's got 5 3-pointers. 49-38. Pointers lead the Lancers. Incredible. Here's a long pass right corner. Christopher Kennessy has it. Sends it up to his brother Eric High on the right. 6:35 and counting. Left of the game. Christopher Kennessy for three. Nope, missed that one a little
bit. Doesn't draw iron.
No, it didn't. And the pointers have it as that rebound grabbed by Eshelman.
This is a dangerous part of the game here with over 6 minutes to go. You don't want to take the air out of the basketball just yet.
This is Ross. You know, to Eshelman. He's going to drive right side.
Ooh,
nope.
Got to push, though.
Missed the layup, but yep,
he's
gonna
shoot
fouled.
Two.
He got fouled. So Dante Williams with the foul. That's the fourth team foul of the half on Kenosha St. Joe's. Only one foul in the half on Mineral Point. And Eshelman goes to the line. He's got one free throw in the game. One point.
Eshelman has a pretty good matchup there against Dante Williams. Not weight-wise, but quickness-wise. He's going to take him to the hole as he drains the first of two. Largest lead of the ball game, I think.
Yeah,
no, it isn't either.
I think
it was 14, wasn't it, at one point?
I thought it was 12.
You might be right. Probably are.
But it's 12 now. It's a 12-point lead right now, yes. So Eshelman will get one more. 50-38 Mineral Point leads with a free throw pending. Ashelman's second is good.
TV timeout.
And we'll take a timeout as well with 6:11 to go in the second half of the D4 title game. Back in 1 minute, ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is the WIAA Division IV State Championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
A message during this postseason broadcast from the WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin together, we can save lives. Back to action, 6:10 and counting left in the Division IV state title game. 51-38 Mineral Point leads. Kenosha St. Joe's with the ball off the timeout. Werlinger fakes a three. Bounce pass to the baseline. Christopher Kennessy one hands it to the corner. Eric will try a three. Ooh. Off the rim, no. Tip back up, and it goes. And we had a collision, and players are down. One for each side, and now they're slowly getting back up. And I think, I want to say Tommy Santarelli gets credited for the bucket. Let's check it out.
Well, we've got a conference between two officials here. This is, I think they're going to count the basket.
Yeah, because Santarelli's going to the free throw line. And no. So they count the bucket because it's already on the board.
Well,
that's unless they're going to change, but I don't think they're going to change it now. Let's see. Or maybe they will. I don't know.
Basket's good.
Yeah, okay, they just announced it. Basket is good. Eli Lindsay.
Oh, and the basketball is going to stay with the Lancers.
Okay, so no free throw, but the basket counts, and they get possession. That's huge. That's huge for Kenosha St. Joe's with 5:52 and counting left. It's now 51-40 in favor of Mineral Point. Kennessee at the free throw line. Eric kicks it out. Left side, three ball. Yes! Oh, look at that. Lowell Werlinger, and how big was that foul now? Because it's 51. That's a 5-point play, 51-43. Look out. Kennessee tried to intercept the pass, but he ran out of real estate, was falling out of bounds on the near sideline, and he could not save it to a teammate. But that's just a heck of an effort to try. But, hey, it's back to an 8-point game here with 5:33 to go.
Mineral Point chasing a record held by Manitowoc Roncalli and Catholic Central of 19 threes in the ball game. Chances are they won't get it here with 5.5 minutes remaining, but time will tell.
Yeah, this is Ross. Hit it. He's fouled. It was actually Werlinger trying to knock the ball out of his hands. He did, but he got body in the process.
Well, probably a good foul right now is the Lancers with but five team fouls, and you know they're going to want to get to the point down the road here where they're going to want to send him to the free throw line.
All right, inbounds pass taken by Lindsay. Between the circles, he draws a double team. Gets rid of it. Landon Thousand has it. And he was double teamed, yep. Bounce pass back to Lindsay. Lob pass to the right corner. Sent out of there by Wenhausen to Lindsay. What a pass down to the back door. They kick it back up to Thousand. He'll go cross court, and they rim it around the horn.
Guess who? You kidding me? Wenhausen.
Wow!
Again!
Jackson Wenhausen with his sixth three-pointer of the game. He's got 18 points all from behind the arc. 54-43 Mineral Point. Eric Kennessy in traffic muscles one up.
Gets the roll.
And
look out,
scores.
There's a steal.
15 points. Yep, a steal off the inbounds. Christopher Kennessy has it. And now they give it to Eric. Back to Christopher. Right corner three.
Ooh, that's
no good.
Way off.
Ball's going to go out of bounds into the St. Joe's
yep.
bench. And it'll
yep.
go back
got
to
that
Mineral
one, right.
Point. So 54-45 is our score. In favor of Mineral Point with 4:26 to go. Head coach Dan Burrison of Mineral Point, 29th year on the bench, looking for his first and the program's first state title. Here is Thousand to the right corner. That's Wenhausen. Back to Landon Thousand. And as he takes off, we had a whistle and a foul.
Number 23, Dominic Santarelli, his fourth.
So Dominic Santarelli just picked up a foul. And that's going to put, let's see, no free throws here. They'll just inbound. The pointers will on the baseline to our left, and that pass was tipped out into the pointers' bench. Oh, they're saying turnover on Mineral Point. They lost it out of bounds into their own bench, and so that is going to be a break for Kenosha St. Joe's. Lancers get it back, trailing by 9, 54-45 with 4:10 to go. Are you doing some research on the three-point record there, I see? This is Eric Kennessy driving off the glass, scores left side.
Well, once he gets that first step, the best thing to do is to let him go. And there we've got a long pass over the 10-second line to escape the full court zone pressure. Now they go man-to-man. Now they're going to double up. Thousand. Whoa, baby.
54-47. Here's a three ball.
Ooh,
no
ooh.
Good for Wendell.
But Lindsay.
Offensive board. Count it. The putback and a foul. Lindsay is going to go to the line. It's the and one for Eli Lindsay.
Well, Mike, it's the old adage that when you take that three-point shot and it's not good, the weak side is always going to be open, and that's where Lindsay was hanging out for the putback attempt and the foul.
One free throw coming up for Eli Lindsay. It's up. It is good.
Got the roll.
And so Lindsay makes it 57-47. 10-point lead, Mineral Point, 3:30 to go. Three ball. Oh, line drive three for Dominic Santarelli.
Where's he been all day?
Oh, my goodness. 57-50. 3:20 left in the game. He didn't get much arc under that, but he didn't need it. It was just a line drive, frozen rope right to the hoop.
The lead is seven.
Still time here. They got to get a stop. And they get a turnover. Oh, wait a minute. I thought they had a turnover. And
oh, my.
How did Mineral Point end up saving that? They got a timeout is what they did. They got the ball.
Oh, wow. It was right in front.
They got a timeout.
The key to that whole play is it was right in front of the pointer bench. And both officials, the lead official and the trail official, were right there. And Dan Burrison screaming and hollering, timeout. There, because it was dangerous, let me tell you. A strip there, and this game could be altered quickly.
Yeah, we talked about how Kenosha St. Joe's came so close to a state title last year, the falling in the Division IV state championship game to Luther, 60-46. Here they are now down seven in this year's championship game with 3:02 to go.
All right, I'm going to point out this little strategy right here. St. Joe's with seven team fouls. In other words, Mineral Point now in the one-on-one situation for the remainder of the ball game, at least until, you know, 10 when it's a double bonus. But on the other hand, Mineral Point can use some fouls to their advantage. They can maybe take a little bit of a chance defensively, try to get a tip, try to get a steal. Well, if they foul them, so be it, fine. All right? We're going to take a little extra time off the clock with those fouls and having them to have to take the ball out of bounds again each and every time. So, you know, a lot of strategy goes into this whole thing in these last 3 minutes of this state championship D4 game.
All right. Here is Thousand to toss it in. Baseline to our left. Lob pass into Ashelman. And he gives it right back to Landon Thousand. He's high on the right. Ashelman trying to set a screen. Thousand gets it to him. He's just inside the center circle now. Sending it down low. Pass dug out. Shot is up. Yes, counted. And a foul. And it's Jackson Wendhausen. Jackson Wendhausen with a chance now for an old-fashioned three-point play as he goes to the line. And he'll shoot one. 59-50. Incredible.
Wendhausen with now 20 points in the ball game, trying for 21. A little strong, too good. Rebound is Mineral Point's basketball.
Lindsay with an amazing play to dive after the loose ball and throw it as he was falling out of bounds off of a Lancers player to save possession for Mineral Point with 2:47 left. They're up 9, 59-50. And they get it in. This is Thousand into the lane. What a move! Finger roll, and he scores! Landon Thousand making it 61-50. Mineral Point, 2:37 left in the game. Deep three. Kennessee, no. Rebound, who's got it? Lindsay has it for Mineral Point. It's an 11-point lead for the Pointers with 2:23 to go. Oh, there's a turnover.
Steal.
Eric Kennessy takes the pass. He'll take it in himself, and a layup is good. Eric Kennessy making it 61-52, but again, time.
Double team in the corner.
Look out.
Another
pass
steal.
Is stolen by Kennessy. Another layup for Eric
Kennessy.
You got
to call a timeout.
Yeah, and Dan Burrison says we need to talk things over right now. 2:03 to go in the Division IV state championship game. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here with Mineral Point's lead now at 7, 61-54. Pointers on top of the Lancers.
How quickly things changed, Mike, with an 11-point lead and the Pointers with the basketball. And
Badgers are
going
to overtime.
Hey, we just got
with
notification.
Purdue,
Wisconsin and, Chucky.
Well, we wondered what the guys were cheering about up here in Press Row. It couldn't have been our broadcast, so they had to be cheering about something.
Oh, easy, Mike.
All right.
Come on, buddy.
I tell you, the the stuff that goes on behind the scenes here in press row, you got to be around folks.
It's all unrehearsed.
It is.
And for you folks at home, we saw something this afternoon in the D5 game we've never seen before. We saw an announcer up here have heart failure. All right? I mean to tell you, this dude was off the wall. There's a steal. Again.
Another turnover. Are you kidding me? Eric Kennessy.
Wide
underneath.
Open.
And a layup is 5-point good.
5-point lead.
Tommy Santarelli with the assist from Eric Kennessy. 61-56, a minute 49 to go. And all of a sudden.
Oh, wow.
It's a 5-point game. A 6-0 run here by the Lancers after Mineral Point had gotten the lead to 11.
Yeah, in about 20 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're going to go down to the other end for a 1-1. This game is going to be won or lost at the free throw line for Mineral Point. And who would have thunk it some 25 to 30 seconds ago, Mike?
Ashleman will go to the free throw line as he will shoot the bonus. Front end of the bonus.
Oh, my.
No,
that's
good.
Way too strong.
Box out and rebound for Tommy Santarelli. Here come the Lancers. They're within 5. A 1:44 and counting left in the game. Eric Kennessy. Who else would have the ball right now? Eric Kennessy.
Oh, he traveled.
He traveled, yep. He got a little indecisive and tried a little hesitation move and picked up the pivot foot. And it's going to go back to Mineral Point with a minute 37 left. Jose Garcia is beside himself on the bench, but that was a good call. And double team
again. He
is
escaped
Ashleman.
It somehow.
His pass is tipped and stolen. Another steal. Down
wide
low.
Open.
Head and shoulder fake. Layup, no, but a foul. Oh, the turnovers right now. Mineral Point. What is that, at least 3 turnovers in the last 45 seconds?
Well, the full court zone pressure.
It's killing them.
And the double teams. And what they're doing, they're inbounding the basketball right into the corner. Each and every time, right into the corner. Well, you've got a defender on the baseline. You've got a defender on the sideline. As the first free throw is made, the lead is 4 for the Pointers.
Dominic Santarelli at the line, by the way.
We're headed for another incredible finish, Mike.
61-57. Mineral Point's lead down to 4. Here's the next one.
Short.
Oh, he got that one. 61-58. We've got a 1-possession game with a minute 26 to go.
Thousand
double teamed.
Ball in the air.
This is Lindsay throwing it ahead as they finally get it across the timeline. Ross got fouled, and there were 2 defenders in the area. Both of them went down. That was actually, Christopher Kennessy and Dominic Santarelli down there. They just showed both coaches on the Jumbotron. Dan Burleson, I don't know how much more of this he can take.
He sits on the bench.
Yeah, he does.
Can you believe it?
On the bench.
Yeah.
The look on his face is priceless. Alex Ross is going to the line. Now it's going to be 2 shots the rest of the way.
Oh, that's Santarelli's, Dom Santarelli's
his fifth.
Fifth personal foul.
Yeah, he just fouled out.
Huge loss for the Lancers.
4 points down the double bonus. Alex Ross at the line.
He finishes with 14 points. Yeah, he's got to come out, and my, oh, my. You're right, that's a huge loss as Alex Ross goes to the line where he's 64.5% on the year. First one, good. Alex Ross makes it 62-58, Mineral Point, minute 16 to go. Well, should we have expected anything less after what we've seen all weekend here in Madison? No, we really probably should not have. And second free throw, yes.
Oh,
Ross gets some
nerves of steel.
63-58, Pointers lead. Here come the Lancers. With 72 seconds left in the Division 4 state championship game, Eric Kennessy.
They still got fouls to give.
Shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Put back. That's going to go. Thomas Baez off the bench in a timeout with 59.4 seconds remaining in the ball game. We'll keep it here. It's 63-60. Mineral Point leading Kenosha St. Joseph's. And that is only the second basket of the game by a non-starter for Kenosha St. Joe's as Thomas Baez scored there. The other bucket by a reserve was Dante Williams in the first half. This is crazy. It was an 11-point game.
I'm going to say with about 3.5 minutes
not
left?
Even. It was less than that, I think. And now it's a one-possession game. Wow.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Mom Kennedy is out to the free throw line.
Jenny Kennedy, yep. All right. Back to live action. 59 seconds left. Mineral Point inbounding, leading by three. They get it into 1,000. 1,000 on the right sideline. Double team. Pass is tipped out of bounds, but it's going to stay with Mineral Point. And, boy, that's what they're doing every time. They're double, triple teaming these ball handlers. As soon as Mineral Point gets it in, they just surround the ball carrier.
This isn't 1,000 has it.
Well, that's true. All right. The ball handler. You know what I meant to say. 50 seconds left. 1,000. Into the front court.
Steal! Kennedy.
Eric Kennedy stripped him.
Man all alone.
Ahead. Here's the layup. Head and shoulder fake. Shot is good. Tommy Santorelli. We've got a one-point game with 39 seconds left. Mineral Point trying to get it across the timeline. Pass is tipped. Stole it again. It's still loose. And now it's out of bounds, but it's going to go to it's going to go to Kenosha St. Joe's. And this place is going nuts. 63-62 Mineral Point leads, but the Lancers will inbound down one and a chance to take the lead. Eric Kennedy has it in the backcourt. He's calling out a play as he walks through the center circle.
Oh, there's a
foul.
Foul.
Yep, fouled
Common
immediately.
Foul. They should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah, because they've got that's a couple more to give here, Tim.
Well, they got they got two more to give.
I mean, did you see this coming about 3 minutes
ago?
Oh,
no.
Nobody
did. But I'll tell you, the whole week has gone that way, Mike. There's another one.
Quick foul. This is going to go on Ashelman.
I'm not so sure I want to do it.
They still have one more to give, do they not? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but you just don't want to do these just for the sake of doing them. You know, you want to do them at the proper time.
Here's Eric Kennedy off the inbounds play again. Through traffic. Kennedy stops.
Oh,
10-footer. Yes! Eric Kennedy. He gives the Lancers the lead with 10 seconds left. 64-63. Here's 1,000 to the left corner. Three ball for Wendhausen. No good. Put back. Tipped up. Yes!
Timeout.
Ashelman.
Timeout.
Timeout. With 0.8 seconds left. Ashelman has scored. Ashelman has given Mineral Point the 65-64 lead with 0.8 seconds left in the ball game. Incredible.
Now, very, very important here. We have instant replay in this ball game. They are going to they're going to look at the film. The officials have conferred, and to make sure that 0.8 seconds is the proper time on the clock. Now, the only thing that they can review is whether or not a shot is good at the end of the game. They cannot review whether or not we were putting time back on the clock. The officials
they
have
put time back
1.4 seconds. So the Lancers have to go the length of the floor. The inbounder has the opportunity to run the baseline. Now, defensively, you have to be very, very careful in that you do not run into a screen. But very honestly, it wouldn't be a big deal in the fact that Mineral Point is not in the bonus situation. It would be a common foul. They would not shoot. Those are all the things that enter the picture. Now, the person that receives the inbound pass probably is going to be near court, one would think. One dribble, he's got to get it off. Next question. Is Ben Brust in the building?
Here we go. Kenosha St. Joe's inbounding. 1.4 seconds left, trailing 65-64. They get it in. Kennedy has it. Eric Kennedy, half-court shot for the win. No! Mineral Point has won the Division IV state championship in dramatic fashion. The Pointers win their first ever state title, 65-64. And they're going crazy here in the Kohl Center. Mineral Point 65, Kenosha St. Joe's 64. And it was Drew Ashelman, the hero, knocking down the game winner with 1.4 seconds left. This was incredible.
I'm just in awe of this entire tournament. Mike Tronson, This has been so much more than anybody could come close to expecting for a high school basketball tournament. Mike, there is absolutely nothing like this. Speechless. I don't know about you.
I'm speechless. I am absolutely speechless what we have just witnessed here. I mean, this is incredible. Absolutely phenomenal. 65-64 Mineral Point in a thriller. And Drew Ashelman, the game-winning shot, 1.4 seconds left. I tell you what, they're going to be talking about this one, among others, for a long, long time. And I tell you what, hats off to both of these teams for playing their hearts out. Both these teams are so talented. Both of these head coaches are just tremendous. And I tell you what, I feel bad for Jose Garcia. That's 2 years in a row they came close. But I couldn't be happier for a guy like Dan Burrison, who's been around a long time.
Well, Mike, you said it well, and you just can't say it any other way. Jose Garcia may have more chances on down the line. I would tell you what, Mineral Point's pretty young, okay? They got good chance to get back here in the very near future. But hugs all around in the powder blue to our left over here. And Southwest Wisconsin is going to bring home a gold ball.
Absolutely. We're back for our postgame show in 4 minutes on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
The Mineral Point Pointers are hoisting the gold ball as we speak out at center court here at the Kohl Center in Madison. We have just witnessed a thriller in this Division IV state championship game. Mineral Point knocking off Kenosha St. Joe's by the score of 65-64. Mineral Point wins its first state championship. They finished 28-2. They're taking home the gold ball. Kenosha St. Joe's, hats off to them. They came oh so close for the second straight year, and they take home a silver trophy and finish up with a 20-10 overall record. This is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles, and the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Well, let's check in on the final haul for today's game, brought to you by Stoughton Trailers. Since 1962, Stoughton Trailers has been a family-owned and operated business with competitive wages and excellent benefits, plus growth and advancement opportunities. Stoughton Trailers is an exciting place to grow your career. Join the collaboration, innovation, and dynamic team atmosphere at Stoughton Trailers, with positions now open in production, finance, sales, operations, engineering, supply chain, and more. Go to stojobs.com to apply today. Stoughton Trailers, big trailers, big opportunity. And let's take a look at the final haul. Tim Haldeman, Drew Ashelman, the hero, as he scores the game winner with under 2 seconds to go, and it lifts Mineral Point to this dramatic win here today. Before I run down the final individual scoring, any numbers that stick out to you?
Well, Mike, I have to go back to the three-point shots. By the way, Mineral Point did break the record. This is two games in a row today, the D5 championship game. The record was set for D5 at 14 by Columbus Catholic Dons. Here in the D4 championship game, Mineral Point, 15 for 29, and they broke the record of, Manitowoc Roncalli in 2018 of 13. So we've seen two records go down in three-point shots. It just goes to show how this game has evolved at the high school level. The coaching is so much better than years ago. And I don't know whoever invented the three-point line, Mike, but God bless them, because it has just revolutionized the game of basketball to what it is today, the most thrilling sport in the game. It's just so much fun for the spectators, the players. It's amazing.
All right, let's take a look at the final scoring summary for Victorious Mineral Point. They were paced in this one by who else? Jackson Wendhausen, 20 points, and he had 6 3-pointers. 18 of his 20 points were from downtown. Also in double figures, Landon Thousand with 15. He had 3 3-pointers in the game. 12 points for Eli Lindsay. He had 3 triples in the game. Alex Ross had 3 triples. He finished in double figures with 11. Drew Ashelman, who hit the game winner, he only had 5, but his lone field goal turns out to be the state championship game winner. And Brady Radke with 2 for the pointers. Meanwhile, for Kenosha St. Joe's, Eric Kennessy tried to will his team to a win. He almost succeeded. 23 points for Eric Kennessy, but it comes up just a little bit short today for the Lancers. Also in double figures, Dominic Santorelli, 14 before he fouled out. Tommy Santorelli, his brother, with 11 points today as the Lancers put 3 in double figures. 7 points for Lowell Werlinger. Christopher Kennessy had 5, including 1 from downtown. Thomas Baez, Dante Williams with 2 points each for Kenosha St. Joe's. And I don't know what more we can say. This was an absolute thrill. Tim, you and I are wrapping up 27 years together doing this, and what a way for us to go out today here in our final broadcast of yet another season. You're a tremendous friend. You're a great partner, and it was an honor to do the game with you today.
Well, likewise, Mike, and somehow we have to pass the baton to Jesse Nelson for D3, and I wish Jesse and his broadcast partner the absolute best of luck to trump that one. I want to tell you, folks, these first two have been magnificent beyond compare. There are no other adjectives in the English language. Phenomenal, Mike. Thank you for everything you do behind the scenes, and a pat on the back to you as well, partner. It's just an absolute thrill for this old little farm kid from southwest Wisconsin. Thank you, Mike.
You're very welcome, my friend. We got to get out of here, but hey, stay tuned. Coming up next, the Division III state championship game. Jesse Nelson, Mike Padol, we're going to send it back to the studio right now. Thank you again for tuning in as we continue here from the Cole Center in just a few moments. This is Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand. For Tim Haldeman, my name is Mike Tronson. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back right after this.